Do you have a food that you refuse to eat? Now, I was at lunch with a friend over the weekend. I don't even know if I can call her a friend. I went to order a chocolate brownie and I said, do you want to go halves in this chocolate brownie? Look, sounds delicious. And she was like, no, I don't eat chocolate. I'm like, what do you mean you don't eat chocolate? No, I don't eat it. Don't like it. Refuses to eat it. Had it once when she was a kid. Didn't enjoy it. Refuses to eat it in her adult life. Cannot believe it. I'm almost like, I don't know if I can be friends with her anymore. It's a new friendship. I've only just discovered this out about her. And I feel like I'm going to have to call the friendship off, really. On 13, 12, 16, what is it for you? What do you refuse to eat? Maybe it's something that you've just never tried, but you refuse to eat it. Or maybe it's something that you had when you were a child and you just that was the end of it. Now, we got Camille on 13, 12, 16. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
That's good. Now, Camille, do you have a food that you refuse to eat?
I do.
And what is it?
Sausages. Yuck.
Really? You don't like sausages?
I don't. My dad had his own butcher business when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
So that says it all.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. So you like to eat other types of meat. It's just sausages in particular.
Yes.
Right. Now, is it because you've seen what goes into them?
It's because I've been told what goes into them.
Yuck. Well, Camille, look, I don't eat meat in general, so I'm absolutely with you there on not eating sausages, and I have heard that it's the scraps, really, isn't it, in sausages?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross, yep. All right, well, thanks for your call, Camille.
No worries.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Charlie, do you have a food that you refuse to eat?
Yes, I refuse to eat fat on my meat.
Fat on your meat. Okay, all right. So you just cut it off every time you get it?
Yeah, my dad says there's no fat on it, but there really is.
Right, okay. So you're very picky about this. What about on bacon? Do you like the fat on bacon, or you have to cut that off too?
Cut that off as well.
Cut it all off. Wow, okay. What is it about the fat that you don't like? Do you like it? You don't like it because it's, you know, it's unhealthy for you, or you just don't like the taste?
I hate like chomping on it. It never goes away.
A bit chewy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Charlie.
See ya.
Bye. And we've got Keely on 13, 12, 16. Keely, what food, do you have a food that you refuse to eat?
I hate bananas.
You hate bananas? No, Keely, they're my favourite.
Each time my mum says she'll pay me to try and eat them, and she'll try and force it down my throat. My mum, my dad, and my brother love bananas.
Yeah, they're the best. Do you like other types of fruit? Is it just bananas that you don't like?
Just bananas.
Just bananas. Well, Keely, look, I really hope that as you get older in life, you give bananas another go, because they really are yummy. All right, Keely, yeah. Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Bye.
What is it for you? What are you refusing to eat, Rob?
The baby cabbages.
Baby cabbages. Okay, yeah. Yes. What is it about baby cabbage that you just don't want to try?
They just seem foul.
Fair enough. All righty. Have you? So you've never had one before?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Rob.
Cool. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Jodie, do you have a food that you refuse to eat?
Yes.
What's that?
Mussels.
Mussels. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of that.
Especially in a can.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I wouldn't eat those either.
That's like scraped off the ocean floor.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Do you like oysters?
Nah.
Nah, yeah, it's all the same,
definitely
isn't it?
Not.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. I'm kind of with you there, Jodie. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
Bye. Paul, what food is it for you?
Well, when I was a kid growing up, my mum used to feed me pig's trotters and also tripe.
Oh, no.
Yuck. I could eat anything now, but not. Nah. I balk at those two things and, that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get that food anymore. Well, if you do get it anymore, I think it'd be a a rarity, plus it might be a delicacy, they could call it.
I think it's called a delicacy. But look, Paul, I do not blame you for refusing to eat that. I refuse to. Thanks for your call, mate.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See ya. Hey, Jeff, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Do you have a food that you refuse to eat?
Yeah, I hate pumpkin.
Pumpkin? No, Jeff.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, when did this pumpkin hating start?
Oh, since I was a kid.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
And having kids.
Yeah, okay. So, and you've tried cooking it all different types of ways, you know, steaming, roasting, the whole thing. You don't like it?
My mother tried mixing it up with potato and whatnot, and yeah, no.
Not having it. Wow, there you go. Well, thanks for your call, Jeff. I can't say I agree with you on that one, though. See you later, mate. Bye.
Yeah.
Chris, what food do you refuse to eat?
Beetroot. I was brought up in England many years ago where we had school dinners.
Yeah.
And they used to force us to eat all our school dinners, and I was 4 when I started school, and they made me eat it until I vomited.
Oh, really? That's horrible.
It's horrible, but can I be really cheeky while I have you on the phone?
Absolutely. Be cheeky away.
Thank you. I own a service station at Finchatten.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a bit of a hay drive at the moment for all our locals that lost all their fodder in the fire.
Uh-huh, yep.
And I was just wondering if any of your viewers would like to donate any money towards buying bales of hay. I've sourced them locally, so the money is staying in the town.
Yeah.
Really good loosened hay bales at $25 each. And I'm just asking for anybody that can donate towards a hay bale so I can give them away for free to those farmers that have lost everything in the fires. I know that we're due to get rain, but who knows when that is, and this is an immediate thing.
Yeah.
We need this feed immediately. And I've already given away 50 bales, and I have 350 ready to be picked up on Wednesday. If any of your listeners would like to help us, it would be amazing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your call. And if people want to donate money, they just drop them to the, where was it, the Finchatten?
It's Valley Rural Services.
Okay.
Phone number is 49-583-174. We can give you a receipt for the money. We can take the money over the phone, or you can drop the cash in, or I can pick it up in Mackay.
Okay.
And I really thank those people that have already donated. It's amazing. You know, just pulling the community together.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call this morning, and thanks for letting us know about that.
And I still hate beetroot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.